亲爱的，弟兄姊妹，英文堂的弟兄姊妹和中文堂的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters, greeting to you to both the Chinese and English congregation,
还有在网上的弟兄姊妹
and those who are online,
主日上午平安
Peace be to you all.
感谢主，今天在我们庆祝主复活的一天，我们两堂能够聚集在一起，一起来敬拜。
We give thanks to the Lord that on this day that the Lord has risen, we are able to come together and worship Him together as one body.
我们开始的时候，我们有一个祷告，求主赐恩。
Let's begin with the prayer.
天父，我们祈求你的灵今天早上跟我们说话。
Dear Father, we ask your spirit speak to us this morning.
求你敞下赐人赐位与启示的灵，打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们看见耶稣基督已经复活了。
May your spirit of wisdom open our eyes that we can see the risen Christ.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在2000年前，以色列主耶稣被钉十字架之后，他被埋葬在坟墓里面。
2000 years ago, Christ was nailed on the cross and buried.
当主耶稣在坟墓里面的时候，门徒在哪里？
When Jesus was buried, where were the disciples?
约翰福音二十章十九节说，门徒在房间里关起门来，因为他们害怕犹太人。
And the Bible told us the disciples were cowering inside the room because they were afraid of the Jews.
他们害怕发生在耶稣身上的事也会发生在他们身上。
They were afraid that what happened on Jesus will happen on them.
他们灵里软弱。
They were weak spiritually.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们是不是有时候也会灵里软弱？
Dear brothers and sisters, are we like those disciples sometimes? We're weak.In our spirit,
有时我们软弱到我们不想敬拜神。
Sometimes we're so weak, we don't feel like worshiping God.
有时我们没有以主为中心，我们以自己为中心，我们不想服侍救我们的主。
Sometimes we are so centered on ourselves that we don't feel like serving God.
今天我希望弟兄姊妹能够再次的遇见复活的主，好让你能够再次的用你的一生来敬拜他。
Dear brothers and sisters, I hope that you will meet the risen Christ today, that you will commit your life to serve him.
我再说一次，我的盼望是今天在主复活的早上，你能够再次看见复活的主，好让你的一生能够被改变，你愿意用你的一生来服侍，来敬拜复活的主。
Let me say again, brothers and sisters, I hope that you will come face to face and meet the risen Christ today, that you will use your life to serve him.
今天我要用的经文是刚才我们读到的经文，马太福音十章28章，我只分享前面的十节，一到十节。
And today we're going to look at the passage that we have just read, Matthew 28, and we're going to look at the first 10 verses.
今天在这段经文里面，马太福音28章一到十节有三个情景。
And in this passage, there are three scenarios.
第一个场景就是妇女，有一群的妇女去找，她去找被钉十字架的耶稣。
In the first scenario, there were a group of women who went to the place where Jesus were buried.
Scene. Second scene.
Oh,
第二个情景, 是天使向妇女显现。
And the second scene, the angel appeared to the women.
第三个情景是复活的主向妇女显现。
And the third scene, the risen Lord appears to the women.
第一个场景, 那些妇人去找被钉十字架的耶稣。
And the first scene, the women went to look for the buried Jesus.
这个是从第一节到第四节。
And this were mentioned in verse 1 to 4.
第一节说, 安息日将近, 七日的头一日。
In the first verse, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb.
天快亮的时候, 摩大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。 这里说, 安息日将近, 其实应该翻译成, 安息日过了。 安息日是星期六, 安息日过了。And
in this verse mentioned that when the Sabbath is over, which should be translated at the dawn of the first day of the week, because the Sabbath was over at that time, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb.
这个是七天的头日头一日。 今天是七天的哪一天? 头一日。
And this happened at the first day of the week.
有几个女人妇女去找耶稣。
And there were a few women who went to the tomb of Jesus.
他说摩大拉的玛利亚是曾经被鬼附身。 七个鬼在他身上，主耶稣赶走那个鬼。
And the first woman was Mary Magdalene, and she was possessed by seven demons.
还有这里说第一节那个玛利亚，这个是十二使徒里面其中一个叫小雅各的妈妈玛利亚。
And here mentioned the other Mary, and this Mary was the mother of the younger James, of the disciples.
他们来找耶稣，他们来到主耶稣被埋葬的坟墓，他们要找耶稣是一个可赞许的事。And
they went to the tomb of Jesus, and this is something to be commended.
因为他们很勇敢啊。 你看，他们要找被罗马人钉十字架的耶稣，被犹太人的宗教领袖所杀的耶稣，也就是说，他们要冒着他们可能自己的生命危险。And
they were very brave because Jesus was being persecuted and was punished, and they might meet the same fate.
但是。 他们却是想找的是在坟墓里的耶稣。And
they were expecting to find a Jesus that's in the tomb.
他们没有期待耶稣会从死里复活。And
they didn't anticipate that Jesus would be risen from the tomb.
他们来预备了香膏来膏耶稣，不是要保存耶稣的尸体，他们是要尊敬耶稣。And
they prepare a lot of ointments for Jesus' body, and it's not so much to preserve the body, but to honor Jesus.
当他们在路上去坟墓的路上的时候，在坟墓。
And when they were on the way to the tomb, something happened.
第二节说, 突然,
In verse 2, it says, suddenly.
地大震动。
There was a big earthquake.
在主耶稣这一段经文的记载里面，二十七章也有地大震动一次，那个是三天前主被钉十字架的时候。
And in chapter 27, it mentioned another earthquake, and that happened when Jesus was crucified.
现在地又大震动。
And now the earthquake again.
因为惊天动地的事发生了。
Because something extraordinary happened.
第二节说，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。
It mentioned that angels of the Lord descended from heaven, rolled away the stone, blocking the tomb, and sat on it.
你知道在耶路撒冷这些死人的这些坟墓是一个大洞，里面有坟墓，这个大洞用的石头是很大的，有一些比人还高，很重。
And the way that they buried people in Jerusalem is they put the body in the holes inside the rock, and they roll the stones to cover the hole.
你觉得为什么天使要把石头滚开？
And why did the angels roll away the stone?
不是要让耶稣能够走出坟墓。
It was not to let Jesus to came out of the cave.
而是要让那些妇人看见坟墓是空的。
And it was to let those women see that the tomb is now empty.
坟墓的石头比人还高，极重的石头不能捆锁耶稣。
And the big stones covering the cave was not strong enough to hold Jesus inside.
他复活了。
His reason.
黑暗不能战胜耶稣，他复活了。
And the sin of darkness could not overcome Jesus because he is risen.
死亡不能辖制耶稣，因为他复活了。
And death cannot chain Jesus because he is risen.
第三节说他的面，这个天使的面貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。
And the third verse says that the angel's appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow.
第四节，看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
In verse 4 says the guard was terrified and trembledAnd he was immobilized like a dead man.
天使，你可以想象天使的这个荣耀的情景吗？
And can you imagine how glorious the angel was?
天使是彰显了神的荣耀。
And the angel manifests God's glory.
他们身体发光，衣服洁白如光如雪，好像主在灯变化山上一样的这样子的荣耀的彰显。
And they was bright as lightning, and the clothes was white as snow, just as Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那些人看，妇人看，这个看守的人看见这些天使，他们就吓到。
And those guards were terrified when they see the angels.
连天使所服侍的，连服侍耶稣的天使都这样子的荣耀，你想象他们所服侍的耶稣有何等的荣耀。
And if the angels that serve our Lord is this glorious, how much more glorious will our Lord be?
这些看守的兵，他们原本是想着拦阻这些犹太人来偷主耶稣门徒，主耶稣门徒偷主耶稣的尸体。
And the guards' intention was to prevent anyone from coming to steal the body of Jesus.
他们原本是想拦阻加利利的渔夫去偷拿撒勒人耶稣的尸体，他们万万没有想到，他们会遇见从天上来的天使。
And the original plan was to prevent all these fishermen disciples from coming to steal Jesus' body. But they have never anticipated that they will see the angels from the Lord coming.
这些罗马兵可能他们身经百战，他们看过很多的征战。
And these guards, they were Roman soldiers that have been through many battles.
但是当他们看见天使，他们吓得灰身乱战。
But when they see the angels, they were terrified and trembled.
马太说好像死人一样。
And Matthew said that they were like dead people.
我觉得马太很风趣。
I think Matthew was being very humorous here.
这些看守的兵好像死人一样，他们以为已经死了，在埋葬在坟墓里的耶稣却复活了。
And these guards, they were so frightened that they were like dead men. But the person they were supposed to guard, Jesus, that Jesus was risen from the dead.
我们可能今天有一些还没有信耶稣的人。
Some of us here may not have yet committed our life to Jesus.
你可能好像这些罗马丁，你在思考为什么这么多人，这些基督徒都在敬拜已经死了的宗教的领袖。
And you may be like those Roman soldiers that wondering why there are so many people who wants to worship and follow this Jesus.
愿神打开你的眼睛，让你看见我们基督徒所敬拜的耶稣基督，不但只是死了，不但只是被埋葬了，而且正如他所说的，第三天他复活了。
And may the Lord open your eyes that you will see that the Jesus that Christians worship is not just someone who was in the past that has been dead and buried, but he is alive today.
那些妇人去找耶稣，他们以为耶稣死了，他们去告耶稣的尸体，万万没有想到天使会向他们显现。
And those women, they went to Jesus' tomb expecting that they will find a dead Jesus and anoint his body. But they didn't anticipate to meet the angels at the tomb.
所以第一个场景，那些妇人去找耶稣，第二个场景，天使向妇人显现。
And the first thing, the women was looking for Jesus' body. And in the second scene, the angels appeared to the women.
第五节到第八节，天使对妇人说，不要害怕，我知道你们在寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的，已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了。并且在你们已先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看啊，我已经告诉你们了。
Verse 5-7, the angel told the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold." He's going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, as I have told you.
第八节，妇人们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕，又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他们的门徒。
And in verse 8, the women left the tombs quickly, and they were frightened, but yet they were rejoiced and went to report to the disciples.
天使告诉妇人几件事情。首先他说，不要害怕。
And the angels mentioned several things to the women. First is, do not be afraid.
因为他们看到天使很害怕，他们说不要害怕，不要害怕。主耶稣已经复活了。他说他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。
Because the women saw the appearance of the angels, they were afraid, but the angels comforted them and told them that do not be afraid. The Jesus that you look for is risen.
在第五节，第五节里说，我，第六节，他不在这里，照他所说的。耶稣在十四节，他多次的预言自己将会死里复活。
In verse 6, he said, he's not here, he's risen, as he said. Before Jesus was crucified, Jesus has mentioned many times that he's going to be crucified and he will rise from the dead.
除了是神，没有人可能预言自己死了之后三天会从死里复活。
Unless you are God, you have no way of predicting that you will rise from the dead in 3 days.
但是主的门徒，包括这些妇女，都没有把主的话当作一回事。他们根本没有期待到主耶稣会从死里复活。
But the disciples and these women, even though they hear Jesus' words, but they never truly believe those words.
天使说来看安放主的地方，你知道这些妇人成为了见证主的坟墓是空的，见证主复活的第一批的见证人。
And the angels told the women, come see where the Jesus' body was laid, to show the women that Jesus is no longer there. And the women became the first witness of Jesus' rise from the dead.
这证明福音书的记载不是一个虚构的，因为在古时2000年前，女人的见证没有男人的见证有果效。
And it shows that what the Bible recorded was true. Because if it were made up, they would have mentioned that the witness was men, because at that time, like, the women's witness was not really counted.
然后天使告诉他们，快告诉他的门徒。天使吩咐他们，快告诉他的门徒。
And the angel told the women to go tell the disciples what you saw.
说他从死里复活了。
And tell the disciples that Jesus has risen from the dead.
然后经文记载，请大家看见，妇人就离开坟墓，他们害怕，因为他们看见天使，但是他们又大大的欢喜。
So the women departed quickly from the tombs with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples.
他们大大的欢喜，他们的忧虑没有了，因为坟墓是空的。
And the women rejoiced because all their worries and anxieties were taken away because the tomb was empty.
他们大大的欢喜，他们的担忧解决了，因为坟墓是空的。
And they were rejoicing because the tomb is empty.
他们大大的欢喜，他们的忧伤停止了，因为坟墓是空的。
And they rejoiced because the sorrow was taken away as the tomb was empty.
那么他们就跑去告诉 主的门徒。
And they ran quickly to the disciples.
就如亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如这些姊妹一样，当我们遇见复活的主，我们知道主复活了，我们也应该和他们一样，欢喜快乐的向我们身边的朋友们传讲耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And dear brothers and sisters, when you know that our Lord has risen, you should be like those women. Run to the people that you know and tell them that Jesus has risen.
我心里想大家注意到这里那个天使说不要害怕第五节。
In verse 5, the angel told the women, do not be afraid.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹不要害怕。
Dear brothers and sisters, do not be afraid.
你可能现在经历到经济的难处，不要害怕。那坟墓是空的，主已经复活了，主能帮助你越胜过经济的难处。
And dear brothers and sisters, you may be going through financial troubles, but do not be afraid, because our Lord has risen. He can help you.
你可能正在经历到婚姻的难处。但是不要害怕，坟墓是空的，主耶稣已经复活了，主能够帮助你胜过这个试探。
And brothers and sisters, you may be undergoing marriage troubles, but do not be afraid, because our risen Lord can help you through your troubles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你可能在面对身体的难处，可能你身体的机能，可能你有了疾病，你与疾病挣扎，但是不要害怕。
Dear brothers and sisters, you may be struggling with illness, but do not be afraid.
坟墓是空的，主耶稣已经从死里复活了，他能帮助你胜过一切疾病。
Do not be afraid. The tomb of our Lord is empty.He has risen. He can help you.
你可能与罪恶征战。
You may be struggling with your sins.
不要害怕。
Don't be afraid.
坟墓是空的。
The tomb is empty.
他已经复活了。
He has risen.
他能帮助你胜过难处。
He can help you through your weakness.
当你再次遇见复活的主，你会从害怕变成喜乐。
When you meet our Lord who has risen, all your sorrows and troubles will go away.
Will turn into joy.
Will turn into joy.
希伯来书 go away 还不止哦，不单止 go away, turn into joy.
It's not just your troubles going away, but they will turn to joy.
希伯来书十三章六节说。主是帮助我们的，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
And Hebrews says, our Lord, the Lord is our helpers. We will not be afraid, because what can man do to us?
Amen. Good. 我临时炸上去，没有给他。所以第一场景，妇人来找他们以为已经死了不会复活的耶稣。场景二，天使向妇女显现。场景三，复活的耶稣向妇女显现。
And so in the first scene, the women came to search for a Lord that they anticipate that is dead. And in the second scene, the angelAppeared to the women and told them that Jesus has risen. And the third scene, the risen Lord appears to the women himself.
这个是今天经文的重点。
And this is the main point of today's message.
妇人来找的是在坟墓里的耶稣。
And the women went to look for a dead Jesus.
但他们遇见的是复活的耶稣。
But who they met was the risen Lord.
请看第九和第十节。
And please look at verse 9 and 10.
忽然 耶稣遇见他们说，愿你们平安，他们就上前抱着他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
And in verse 9, and behold, Jesus met them and said, greetings. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.
你可以想象这些妇女他们看见主耶稣的时候他们的心情吗？
And can you picture how joyful were the women when they actually see the Lord?
他们拿着香膏，他们是要去膏死了的在坟墓里的耶稣，但是他们看见现在站在他们面前的是一个复活的耶稣。
And they were full of sorrow when they took their ointments to anoint a dead body. But what they saw was the risen Christ.
而且复活的耶稣在他们眼前是他们可以摸着的。他看见耶稣他们怎么样？他们匍匐在地上。他们匍匐在地上。
And instead, they meet the risen Christ.Where they can actually see and touch. And when they saw him, they fall on the ground and worship him.
你可以想象这些妇女去找坟墓里的耶稣，她看见这路上回去告诉门徒，她看见复活的耶稣，她耶稣显现，他们匍匐在地，抱着什么？抱着耶稣的脚，抱着耶稣的脚做什么？敬拜他。
And can you imagine those women when they saw Jesus, they were so overjoyed, they fall to the ground and they hugged Jesus and hugged his feet and worshipped him.
你知道主耶稣的复活不只是灵里的复活，主耶稣的复活是身体的复活。
And Jesus Christ, when he rose from the dead, is not just in spirit, but his body also was risen.
当妇女遇见天使的时候，他们没有抱着天使的脚去敬拜天使，但是他们遇见耶稣基督的时候，他们匍匐在地，他们抱着复活主的脚，他们敬拜主，主接受他们的敬拜。为什么？因为只有神才是配得人的敬拜。
And they didn't worship the angels when they saw the angels, but instead, when they saw the Lord, they worshipped him. Why? Because only God is worthy of our worship.
你知道吗？这群姊妹应该是比多马还早看见主有钉痕的手。
And this woman probably saw the wounds.Of Jesus' hands and feet before Thomas.
最美丽、最荣耀的脚，带着钉痕的脚，他们在敬拜这位为他们钉十字架、使你复活的主。
And these wounded hands and feet are the most beautiful things in the world.
主告诉他们什么？主的第一句话说：“不要害怕。”
And what did Jesus tell them? The first words were.
这段经文第二次，第一次天使说不要怕，第二次主耶稣说不要害怕。
And the first words of Jesus to them were, "Do not be afraid."
你可以想象到他们的心里是得到何等的安慰，不要害怕。
And you can imagine how comforted they were when they heard the Lord's words, "Do not be afraid."
他们有许多许多的担忧，我们所跟随的耶稣已经钉十字架了。
And they have so much worries and anxiety because the Lord was crucified.
罗马人已经得胜了，那些宗教领袖得胜了，我们以后怎么办呢？
And the Romans and the Jews seems to have overcame them, and what are they going to do in the future?
主耶稣复活的主显现，告诉他们不要怕，不要怕。
And the risen Lord told them, "Don't be afraid."
我盼望你今天听到主跟你说话，不要害怕。主说不要害怕，我已经复活了。
I hope that you also hear the words from the Lord telling you, "Do not be afraid."
我盼望你今天能够看见，领你看见复活的主，你俯伏在他的脚前。
I hope that you can see in your spirit's eyes that the Lord has risen, and He's in front of you.
好像老约翰写启示录的时候，他看见耶稣，启示录一章十七十八节，我一看见就扑倒在他的脚前，像死了一样。他用手按着我说：“不要害怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。”
I hope that you can be like the Apostle John when he wrote the book of Revelation, and he saw the Lord in all his glory, and he fell on the ground and worshiped the Lord. And the Lord placed his hand on him and said, "Do not be afraid."
我是首先的，我是末后的。
I'm Alpha and I'm Omega. I'm the beginning and the end.
又是那存活的，我曾经死过，现在又活了，而且活到永远。
And I was dead, but now I'm alive. I'm the everlasting one.
然后主告诉妇女说，你去告诉我的弟兄。
And the Lord told the women, "Go tell my brothers."
我的弟兄。
My brothers.
他叫他的门徒为弟兄。
And he called his disciples his brothers.
你想象如果主耶稣今天显现他称呼你为弟兄，他称呼你为姊妹，你会有怎么样的感觉？
And imagine the Lord appeared in front of you and called you brothers or sisters. How would you feel?
这是主给人的恩典。
And this is the grace.From God.
虽然在主钉十字架的时候，大部分的门徒都跑光了。虽然主在坟墓里的时候，大门徒就藏起来，不敢见人了。
Even though when the Lord was crucified, all his disciples fled and they hid themselves.
但是主没有离弃他们。
But the Lord did not abandon them.
虽然彼得三次不认主。主复活之后，主没有离弃主彼得。主说：“去告诉我的弟兄。”
And even though Peter denied Jesus three times, but Jesus did not abandon him.
能够被神的儿子称为弟兄，这是何等荣耀的事情！
And how glorious it is to be able to call brothers by the Lord of the universe.
主耶稣不但只是门徒的拉比，
and not only was Jesus the rabbi of the disciples.
主耶稣不但只是门徒的老师，
and not only Jesus was the teacher of the disciples.
主耶稣说他是门徒的长兄，
but Jesus told them that he was his brothers.
因为主已经从死里复活了。
Because the Lord has risen.
所有信他的就成为天父的儿女。
And all who believe in Jesus became the children of God.
门徒和耶稣基督有同样的天父。
And all the disciples and Jesus have the same Father in heaven.
所有信靠耶稣基督的人，你和我。
And all who believe in Jesus, including you and me.
我们都和门徒一样得到这恩典，成为主的弟兄。
And we are like those disciples. We receive this grace from God that we became the brothers and sisters of Christ.
主的复活改变了一切，给了我们极大的盼望。
And Jesus rose from the dead, and he changed everything, and gave us great hope.
原本我们面对死亡，面对人生的衰老，面对年老，我们会害怕。但是遇见复活的主，我们会从害怕变成喜乐。
And before we met the Lord, we are afraid of sickness and of death. But now we are no longer afraid.
上周发生了对我们教会是一个很重要的事情。
And last week, something happened and it was important to our church.
3月19号下午
And on March 19th,
是我们教会第一任牧师李龙志牧师离开这个世界被接回天家的日子。
And our founding pastors of this church, Pastor Brian Lee, the Lord has taken him.
The Lord has taken him. 他现在在哪里?
And where is he now?
与主同在，好的无比。
And he is with the Lord today, and it is so wonderful.
他一百岁。
He was 100 years old.
我们怎么知道确认他能够与主同在?
And how can we be sure that he is with the Lord today?
因为主使你复活。
Because we know that our Lord has
risen. 正如他所说的。
Just as he said.
因为主说他会使你复活，他就信实的使你复活。既然主使你复活，我们可以相信主耶稣所说的一切话。
Because the Lord has said that he is going to rise from the dead, and he is faithful to his words, and he rose from the dead. So now all we who believe in him has this hope of being risen from the dead.
主使你复活是我们信仰的一个最重要的钥匙。
And the belief that Jesus rose from the dead is the rock of our faith.
五点，第一点，主耶稣死里复活，他信实了成就他的应许，所以我们可以相信耶稣一切的话。第一点。
And first, because JesusFulfill his words that he will rise from the dead, so we can believe in what Jesus has said.
第二点，主的复活证明他是三位一体、三一真神的子神。
And second, Jesus rise from the dead proved that he is the Son of God.
第三点，主使你复活是一个身体的复活，这个给我们一个盼望，因为新约圣经告诉我们。我们有一天也会死里复活，我们会得到一个荣耀的身体。
And because Jesus rose from the dead and received a glorious body, so we have this hope that one day when we rise from, we will also rise from the dead and receive this glorious body.
圣灵能第四点，圣灵能够使主耶稣从死里复活。圣灵今天他也能继续的使我们在灵性软弱的时候。再次复活。
And fourth, because the Holy Spirit is able to raise Jesus from the dead, likewise, the Holy Spirit is going to be able to help us when we are spiritually dead, he will be able to rise us from the dead.
第五，基督死里复活，把基督的信仰和人间所有人为的宗教分别出来。
And fifth, when Jesus rises from the dead, he separates the faith in him from all the religions in the world.
耶稣不是一个宗教的教主。
Jesus is not just a guru.
He is not. He is not. 他不是.
He is not a guru.
他是神的儿子, 三一神的子神.
He is the Son of God.
他是世人的救主.
He is the Savior of the world.
所以我盼望今天你能够遇见复活的主.
So I hope that you will meet the risen Lord today.
用你的一生来俯伏敬拜他.
And worship him for all your life.
我盼望你的生命要被改变, 好像这些妇人的生命被改变一样.
I hope that your life will be changed just as those women.
你现在这些姊妹, 他们是蒙恩的人, 他们听见主说话, 他们看见主复活, 第三, 他们抱着主的脚敬拜主, 第四, 他们听见主的安慰, 说不要害怕, 第五, 他们被主看重, 差派他们出去, 第六, 他们顺服主的差遣.
And these women, they experienced the risen Lord. First is they heard the Lord's words. And second, they saw the risen Christ. And third is they hold on to Jesus and worshiped him. And fourth, they were comforted by the Lord. And fifth, and they received a mission from the Lord to go and tell others about the risen Lord. And sixth, they obey the commandment of the risen Christ.
所以我期待, 盼望你今天也能够好像这些姊妹一样, 今天主该跟你说话, 你听见了吗?
So I hope that you will be like those women. And the Lord is speaking to you today.
你看见, 你的灵里看见复活的主就在我们当中吗?
And do you see in your spiritual eyes that the Lord is here?
你愿意用你的一生 紧紧地抱住复活的主, 敬拜他, 服侍他吗?
And are you willing to use your life to hug the risen Lord and worship him?
不管你现在正在面对什么难处, 经济的难处, 婚姻的难处, 服侍的难处, 儿女的难处, 事业的难处, 主今天跟你说, 不要害怕。
And no matter what troubles you are going through, financially, maritally, with your kids, or any others, the Lord is telling you, do not be afraid.
因为坟墓是空的,
because the tomb is empty.
正如他所说的,
just as Jesus said,
他已经复活了,
he is risen.
我希望你重新的去听到主对你的差遣, 去告诉你的弟兄, 去告诉你的亲人, 去告诉你的邻居, 去告诉你的同事, 耶稣基督是你的救主。
I hope that you will hear these words from the Lord. Go, tell your relatives, your co-workers, your neighbors, and all the people that you know that Jesus has risen.
我盼望你用你的一生来俯伏敬拜主。
I hope that you'll use all your life and bow down before the Lord and worship him.
我用这个文章来结束。这周一个很出名的作家叫 Philip Yancey, 他写了一个文章。
And I will mention this article from Philip Yancey, and he's a very famous Christian writer.
他有一个基督徒朋友跟一个慕道友传福音。
And he has a Christian friend trying to witness to somebody.
那个慕道友就跟他的基督徒朋友说, 他说, 诶, 怎么你的生命好像没有显出神是活的?
And that person who witnessed to told Philip Yancey's friends that, how come I don't see the risen Lord in you?
腓立比书说这个是他把其实他是一个指责，他说你的生活没有显出主是神是复活的。腓立比书就说我把这个变成一个问题。
So Philippians turned this into a question.
他说他问自己，我的生活有没有显出神是活着的呢？
He asked himself, does my life show others that our Lord has risen?
我应该每天问自己这个问题，他说。
And he said that he should ask himself these questions daily.
愿你遇见复活的主，用你的一生来敬拜他。我们有一点祷告。
May you meet the risen Lord and worship him with your life. Let's pray.
主啊，我为着我们自己祷告。
Lord, we pray for ourselves.
帮助我们今天再一次的遇见复活的主耶稣基督。
Help us to meet the risen Lord today.
帮助我们再一次的把自己奉献给你，愿意一生俯伏敬拜耶稣基督。
Help us dedicate our life to worship you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.